We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We've got a lot of stuff that we are dealing with. If it's okay, I want to share a couple of great texts that have come in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Then we're going to chat with my old friend Brian Maloney. There's just nobody, I'm telling you, nobody that understands political maneuvering and media impact like Brian. So we're going to chat with him in a second. Let me just share these quick texts with you because I did promise to do it. 804, Jeff, I have a great idea. Put Glenn Beck and Dana Lash's 12 to 3 spot. All right, I will pass that along. Hey, Jeff, we had a great night at the Beacon. Deb and myself so enjoyed the experience, and you had her laughing so hard, I thought she'd bust a gut. We appreciate you spending some time chatting with us at McLean's this morning at breakfast at Fox and Friends. I owe you a cup of coffee. We love you, Jeff. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Thank you, Jim and Deb. I love you, too. Great people, by the way. I cannot tell you how wonderful it was this morning, right? Because I was tired. I'm not going to lie to you. I was tired. But to get down there, be on the set for Fox and Friends again, and just chat with wonderful people like Jim and Deb. Jeff, this is Stephanie from Carson. I am literally on my way to Kroger. I know what inflation's about. Last night was my first ever Politics and Pints. I loved it. I'll be back. You and John better watch out, though. Bennett really, truly was angry last night when John said he didn't get a raise. Thanks for your show. Bennett, our general mangler, is always... oh, he's always upset about something. I mean, he's a leftist, just the way it is, right? Hey, Jeff, Doc Boyd here. You can tell us until you're blue in the face how smart Howard is. I'm telling you, he's not. He's not. I heard him say on his radio show that Israel must acquiesce to a two-state solution. There is no such thing. And, Doc, you're absolutely right. And you know who doesn't want a two-state solution? Hamas and the rest of the folks in Gaza. You know why? Because their goal is from the river to the sea. Their goal is to slaughter the Jews and take that land. I don't know why this is so difficult to understand. Well, I don't know. Maybe Brian's got a handle on it. Brian Maloney is a, he's a brilliant guy. He is a longtime political strategist, unbelievable talk show host, too. I used to just sit and listen to Brian. Just such a talent. Anyhow, he has been kind enough to agree to come on with us every couple of weeks and just, you know, kind of give us his insight on things. Brian, thank you for being here.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Jeff, my pleasure. You know, to that subject, you know, October 7th to me, I mean, it changed my view of everything. It really shook my world. I'm sure it did for you, too.
Yeah. Oh, it absolutely has. It is, I mean, I'm old enough to remember some of the wars that Israel was in, you know, the 70s, just vaguely kind of remember that. But man, here it is in front of us. We're not even 6 months away from that slaughter, and people are lining up to, you know, come up with another way to kill off Israel. It's outrageous.
Well, it really is. I think the main reason why it shook my world is that I had no idea how many people in this country, including people that I know, you know, people who I never thought were active on this issue, would turn around and basically support Hamas. I mean, to me, it was a fundamental shock to my system, because I had no idea to the extent that these terrorists had infiltrated our social media and our culture, the mindsets. And all of a sudden, you're arguing with people who usually you agree with on a lot of issues, who are all of a sudden on the side of terrorist lunatics. I mean, that I had no idea. Did you?
Well, I knew as a Jewish guy with five decades of life behind me that there was a lot of latent anti-Semitism. There were a lot of people that were able to hide.
Yeah.
Their anti-Semitism. But no, I am with you on this one, Brian, that it has been a surprise. And knowing you, knowing me, I think we kind of see things coming down the pike a lot of the time. We can see things where others don't. But this has been just 100% upside down. And you mentioned the influence on social media. Look at the influence, the infiltration on college campuses.
Well, that too, but what I, you know, I feel like I'm in touch. I try to be in touch, and you do too, but we miss things because I missed the extent to which TikTok has become a political mechanism for changing minds, and how brilliant our foes have been in manipulating that and winning over young minds. You know, we talk about what happens in schools or whatever, but I mean, they're on these apps, and this is... People, the other side has mastered these things, and we're playing catch up.
We are playing catch up. Brian Maloney is joining us. Brian has a lifetime, an illustrious career as a political strategist, a broadcaster. You remember the first time that social media was important in an election, right? It was Barack Obama. His team knew it long before we did, and I think you're right, Brian, that we really are still playing catch-up, and it's such a bigger threat now because TikTok is simply a tool of the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, and then, you know, I ended up on the other side of many people who I normally agree with, who were totally opposed to the banning of TikTok. And the bill wasn't actually about banning TikTok, by the way. Right. It was just about transferring it to American ownership and getting it out of the hands of the Chinese Communist Party. It was pretty simple.
Yep.
And somehow, decent chunk of the right ended up against the bill because it was framed as, well, they're coming for TikTok now, it'll be Twitter tomorrow or whatever, but that it wasn't relevant because Twitter is already under American ownership, and so is Facebook, and so are all the others. This was just about getting it out of TikTok out of the hands of our enemies. So I ended up on the that side of a whole lot of people I've worked with for years who were furious with me about this. But, I mean, we've got to do something here.
What's next, then? If we look at this, and if we are going to be reasonable and responsible, you look at TikTok, and I get the people saying, no, it's just a social media app, it is what it is, and you're going to silence conservatives. That is absolutely not true. TikTok, by the means that it operates, mandates that all of this material, all of this information, all of this data that they have harvested, every single piece of it goes back to the folks of the Chinese Communist Party. So how do we make this clear, Brian?
Well, that's it. And they're collecting data on our kids every minute of every day. And you're absolutely right. The data goes straight back to Beijing. And why in the world would any parent allow their kids to be on TikTok and allow the CCP to have a file on your child, which they do? If your child uses that app, they've got a file on you, on your kid. I mean, I what is more clear than that? I do not understand. But this is what I'm saying, where I'm starting to lose people, where I'm starting to wonder, you know, the people I normally work with, people I normally agree with, and I can't figure out where they're coming from on things. It's weird out there. It's weird.
It is very weird. Tell me your sense right about now as you're looking at some of the politicking as we get ready for November. Are we, do you think, positioned properly in these swing states for things to change? Is Joe Biden?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Biden somehow going to be able to pull this out or cook the books or do whatever he plans to do?
Well, that's a great question. And the bottom line is, we are not prepared at all. We can't even get our office organized in Washington. Mm. You know, we finally fired Ronna Romney McDaniel. But that's just a first step. And the election is just months away. And we're still, you know, figuring out, like, who's going to be hired for what or whatever. And they are years ahead of us. We're always behind because we've had a party that hasn't really tried very hard to win in recent years. It likes being in the minority. Yep. That is what Mitch McConnell championed. He loves being a minority leader because then you're not blamed for anything and the dollars still flow your way. The lobbyist money still comes. And so they enjoy being in the minority. They don't want to be in charge of anything because then they can say, well, it's the other party's fault, it's not our fault, blah, blah, blah. But we can't have that anymore. I mean, that's not working out. It's getting worse. But let me tell you, we, on our side, we have no idea the lengths to which they are going to go to win in November. I'll tell you one that people aren't even thinking about. Using the Federal Reserve to pump up the stock market, which is going on day after day after day. It's hitting new highs every day. You know, that is greatly benefiting the regime in power right now. So this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Yeah. Wow. There is just so much, as you point out, so much out there. And so, there are so many tools at their disposal. Is the Fed, do you think, going to do the one big thing that, at least in theory, would have a lot of people say, oh, okay, things are getting better? You think they go and they cut that interest rate?
Well, yeah. So interest rates, you know, the problem is, the Federal Reserve should not be cutting interest rates at all right now because inflation is still running hot.
Right.
So the Fed is signaling 3 interest rate cuts this year when they should be raising interest rates to keep up with inflation. If you cut interest rates right now, you will unleash hyperinflation and you'll be paying $100 for a Big Mac not that far in the future, $100 for a loaf of bread. If you start cutting rates right now with loose financial conditions, but the thing is, it's Joe Biden who is nice. Insisting on rate cuts, even though Jerome Powell doesn't. He knows better. He knows you can't cut rates when you have inflation. We made this mistake in the 1970s, and it cost the economy dearly, dearly. And the Federal Reserve Chairman at the time, lost his gig. His name was Arthur Burns. He lost his gig over that because he miscalculated. Inflation is an insidious force, and once it's unleashed, it's very, very hard to get rid of. And we haven't even started to get, I've seen, I don't know about where you are, Jeff. I've seen gas prices go up 3 times in the last week in my area. Three times. And so far it's only about 20 cents or whatever, but it really startled me because it's been a while since I've seen that. But it's been about every 2 days it goes up another, 5 to 7 cents. Mm-hmm. So what's going on there? So what is going to be going on between now and November? That is going to be incredible to see.
It is in my local area, Brian. I've got a particular gas station I always look at. Not that I always buy my gas there, but I think that it's fair. It's one operation. I'm not pitching station against station in terms of price. They are double what they were when Joe Biden came into office.
And sure. Of course.
Yeah. The last, like you said, week or two, it is up. Think 30, 35 cents.
30 to 35 cents. Yeah. So if it keeps going from here, it's going to start to hurt. It's not hurting yet too much. Yeah. But I mean, this is the kind of stuff to watch. And, grocery prices haven't gone down one bit. I still see them going up every time I'm in there, every single time.
Yep.
Our utility bills are killing us. The middle class has been destroyed. Nobody can afford anything anymore. The housing, forget it. The younger generations will never be able to afford a house. I mean, we have a unsustainable system here. It is terminally broken.
Yeah. Well, all right. Now I have to ask you then, Brian, if it's terminally broken, does it make a difference then if we band together, we elect Donald Trump in November, we give him Republicans in the House and Senate, will they have the courage to do what needs to be done?
Well, I think we should try anyway. Yeah. I don't know. A lot of damage has been done, and I don't know the extent to which it can be repaired. I think for some things, it's too late. But I think we should still try anyway. I don't think we should simply give up and have a defeatist attitude, which, by the way, has been a problem on our side for many, many years, having this defeatist attitude. And, the other side never has a defeatist attitude. They work 24/7 at this stuff. They never give up. They never back down at all. And they have a lot of people who are paid activists who work, for a full-time salary to do this stuff. And we don't have that on our side. We have volunteers who are expected to have other jobs or whatever. And that gives us a huge disadvantage. So we've been on the losing side. We've created our own losses. We have ourselves to blame for everything, really.
Yeah, you said we have a defeatist attitude. I think you're 110% right, and the other side doesn't. Even when they're defeated, even when they lose an election, they conduct themselves as if they won.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah,
gutless Republicans like Mitch McConnell go, whatever, right?
Well,
it's just crazy.
But getting rid of him, though, getting rid of Mitch, though, is the most encouraging thing we could possibly have because he has been an albatross for us for 25 years. He's been undermining us in race after race, Senate race after Senate race across the country since the 1990s. He controlled the purse strings back in the 90s before he was minority leader. So he has had this power for at least 25 years, and he has sunk more excellent candidates than I can even count. And I was working on some of those, and he wouldn't give them any money. And he would give his money to some other person who wasn't going to win but was loyal. you know, so it was based on this loyalty to him. And I, you know, he has done an unbelievable amount of damage. So the first thing is to get rid of him and get somebody in his place that starts to repair that.
Absolutely. Hey, Brian, I could chat with you all day, as you know, because I have such an admiration for the things you've done and the knowledge that you have, and I'm so grateful to you for sharing it with us. What's the best way for my listeners who are enjoying the heck out of you, by the way, what's the best way for them to touch base with you, say, on social media?
Yeah, so on Twitter, I'm at sscalpings, sscalpings, and I know it's kind of a mouthful, but you can always just search by my name, too, okay. Brian Maloney, and look that up as well. So that's a place I would love to interact with some of your listeners there.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me make sure we're sharing that today to get some folks reaching out to you. You're the best, Brian. I love having you here, man, and I'm looking
Thank
forward
you, Jeff.
To chatting again soon.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you. That is Brian Maloney, S Scalpings on X. I will get that up. And the next time Brian's on, I'm going to ask him to share the story of what that name is. Some of you may know it. I mean, it was a huge sort of social media dust up. And Brian, as per usual, is on the right side of things. But anyway, next time he's here, I'm going to ask him to explain that a little bit more. We've got Lori Warren, who's joining us in a couple of moments. NASCAR coming back, man. This is going to be a huge, huge time over at Richmond Raceway Complex. And Lori is, for my money, just one of the best folks in that space. I remember her as the publisher of Style Weekly. Oh, and that reminds me, if you go to tinyurl.com/votejeffstyle, I know it's a mouthful, just go to my Facebook page. I got a link there. You can vote for me for best radio show. You can vote for certified auto repair for best car repair. You can vote for Tom Leonard's Farmers Market as best grocery store. And you must vote for Sam Newsman as best reggae band. It is 3:51. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.